Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm, cool morning across Israel. In Jerusalem, expect a mild start with temperatures rising later. Tel Aviv will see a pleasant day and Haifa remains clear and peaceful. Whether you're stepping out or staying in, enjoy the fresh air. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, hundreds of Hezbollah terrorists were killed in 24 hours before the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire, including a key commander. Also, the Times of Israel reports a Palestinian man was shot dead amid a settler attack on a West Bank town near Ramallah, also this hour. Walla reports the IDF is debating how harshly to respond to Hezbollah, with political leaders considering deterrence strategies. Separately, I-24 News highlights a report that Hamas has managed to significantly rebuild its military wing. And finally, JNS reports that Phelan will step down as the U.S. Navy Secretary amid a naval blockade on the Strait of Hormuz. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Fishberger, a notable commentator, questioned the presence of two men with Amal Khalil near a Hezbollah site, raising concerns about their intentions, posting just minutes ago. Yashar Ali, a journalist, expressed support for recent developments, writing on X, just now with a simple, "Hell yeah." The Foundation for Defense of Democracies noted that U.S. and Filipino forces have launched expanded military drills, posting a new policy brief earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post, the IDF has confirmed that among the Hezbollah members killed was Ali Reza Abbas, a senior commander. This was a significant blow to Hezbollah's operations in Bint Jabal. The ceasefire aims to prevent further escalation in the region, providing a tenuous calm for now. Turning to the Times of Israel, the IDF confirmed they did not fire on Palestinians during a settler raid in Deir Dibouan. Israeli suspects were handed over to the police, highlighting ongoing tensions in the West Bank. This incident underscores the fragile security situation affecting local communities. Meanwhile, Walla's report on the IDF's potential response to Hezbollah shows internal debate. The military seeks to balance deterrence with stability, as any harsh response could destabilize the region further. This decision could impact future diplomatic efforts and regional peace. Separately, I-24 News reports that Hamas has significantly rebuilt its military wing. This development comes despite ongoing security efforts. It raises concerns for Israel's defense strategy in Gaza, affecting future military and political dynamics. Finally, from JNS, the sudden resignation of U.S. Navy Secretary Phelan comes amid heightened tensions in the Strait of Hormuz. The naval blockade and leadership changes may influence U.S. naval strategy and Middle East security. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports the Growth Plus project saw Artlist CEO Ira Belsky discussing high-tech company challenges with Genie Labs Nadav Benoidis, highlighting the evolution of tech businesses. Separately, Globes reveals eToro's acquisition of Israeli startup Zengo for $70 million, expanding its digital asset offerings and marking a significant move in the crypto sector. And finally, Israel Hayom Business warns of an economic spiral as the tax authority postponed tax payments totaling 2 billion shekels, indicating potential financial challenges ahead. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.